Chapter 16. The word of Jehovah now came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Inasmuch as I raised you up out of the dust that I might constitute you leader over my people Israel, but you went walking in the way of Jeroboam, and so caused my people Israel to sin by offending me with their sins. Here I am making a clean sweep after Baasha and after his house, and I shall certainly constitute his house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Any one of Baasha that is dying in the city, the dogs will eat, and any one of his that is dying in the field, the fowls of the heavens will eat. As for the rest of the affairs of Baasha, and what he did and his mightiness, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? Finally, Baasha lay down with his forefathers, and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son began to reign in place of him. And also by means of Jehu, the son of Hanani, the prophet, Jehovah's word itself had come against Baasha and his house, both because of all the badness that he committed in the eyes of Jehovah by offending him with the work of his hands, that it might become like the house of Jeroboam, and because he struck him down. In the 26th year of Asa the king of Judah, Elah the son of Baasha became king over Israel in Tirzah for 2 years. And his servant Zimri, the chief of half the chariots, began to conspire against him, while he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk at the house of Arza, who was over the household in Tirzah. And Zimri proceeded to come in and strike him down and put him to death in the 27th year of Asa, the king of Judah, and he began to reign in place of him. And it came about that when he began to reign, as soon as he sat down upon his throne, he struck down all the house of Baasha. He did not let any one of his remain that urinates against a wall, or his avengers of blood, or his friends. Thus Zimri annihilated the whole house of Baasha, according to the word of Jehovah that he had spoken against Baasha, by means of Jehu the prophet, on account of all the sins of Baasha, and the sins of Elah his son, with which they sinned, and with which they caused Israel to sin, by offending Jehovah the God of Israel with their vain idols. As for the rest of the affairs of Elah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, the king of Judah, Zimri became king for 7 days in Tirzah, while the people were encamping against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. In time the people that were encamped heard it said, Zimri has conspired and also struck down the king. So all Israel made Amri, the chief of the army, king over Israel on that day in the camp. Amri and all Israel with him now went on up from Gibbethon, and began to lay siege to Tirzah. And it came about that as soon as Zimri saw that the city had been captured, he then came into the dwelling tower of the king's house, and burned the king's house over himself with fire, so that he died. For the sins of his with which he had sinned by doing what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, by walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did by causing Israel to sin. As for the rest of the affairs of Zimri and his conspiracy with which he conspired, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? It was then that the people of Israel began to divide themselves into two parts. There was one part of the people that became followers of Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king, and the other part followers of Amri. Finally, the people that were following Amri overcame the people that were following Tibni, the son of Ginath, so that Tibni met death, and Amri began to reign. In the 31st year of Asa the king of Judah, Amri became king over Israel for 12 years. In Tirzah he reigned 6 years. And he proceeded to buy the mountain of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver, and began to build on the mountain and call the name of the city that he built by the name of Shemer, the master of the mountain, Samaria. And Amri kept doing what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, and came to do worse than all who were prior to him. And he went walking in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin, with which he caused Israel to sin, by offending Jehovah the God of Israel with their vain idols. As for the rest of the affairs of Amri, what he did and his mightiness with which he acted, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? Finally, Omri laid down with his forefathers and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab, his son, began to reign in place of him. And as for Ahab, the son of Omri, he became king over Israel in the 38th year of Asa, the king of Judah. And Ahab, the son of Omri, continued to reign over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, proceeded to do worse in the eyes of Jehovah than all those who were prior to him. And it came about that, as if it were the most trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, he now took his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, the king of the Sidonians, and began to go and serve Baal and to bow down to him. Further, he set up an altar to Baal at the house of Baal that he built in Samaria. And Ahab went on to make the sacred pole. And Ahab came to do more to offend Jehovah the God of Israel than all the kings of Israel that happened to be prior to him. In his days Hiel the Bethelite built Jericho. At the forfeit of Abiram his firstborn he laid the foundation of it, and at the forfeit of Segub his youngest he put up its doors, according to Jehovah's word that he spoke by means of Joshua the son of Nun.